The plan is to convert the underused Bojangles Coliseum into a facility for amateur sports tournaments, basketball, bowling, wrestling, build a hotel, fieldhouse, and retail around it, catalyzing economic development in a downtrodden area of East Charlotte. Last year, the council set aside $25 million and opened negotiations with the developer. But Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball told the council on Wednesday that the six-decades-old building needs an extra $12 million in renovations immediately.
To keep that facility functional, operational, in good shape, it needs this kind of improvement. And when you layer in the opportunities with amateur sports that will boost the number of event days, we've got to make sure that Bojangles Coliseum can contribute very well.
Immediate needs include storm drainage, roof repairs, new seating, and a new scoreboard and sound system. But over the next 10 or 15 years, it will require another nearly $40 million in upgrades. And remember, all this is in addition to the $25 million the city's kicking in for construction costs for the new amateur sports development. Councilman David Howard questioned why renovation costs weren't included in that proposal.
This building is a huge part of that operation, which would mean to me that their numbers would include what it would take to bring this building up to speed, at least some.
The money for the renovations would come from existing hotel taxes. Kimball says the council has known for at least 2 years that money could be tapped. And it's true. Earlier plans called for using hotel taxes, although to raise and enlarge the floor of the arena. However, the most recent project update to the council in December didn't make any mention of hotel taxes being used. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.